the time, he became addicted to the warm, honeyed pain pleasure of flossing. So addicted that he began to floss every day, and then in between meals. And that was fine. But it was when he started flossing during meals that's when things got complicated. He soon realized flossing himself while eating just wasn't practical. And I must say, in his defense, I tried it myself, and it's even harder than it sounds. So he hired a family of laborers to floss his teeth for him. He was a caring man, and so when the holidays came, he decided to get each of his crew their own flossing family. And you can see where one thing led to another, and before long, the entire country was enmeshed in a sort of transcontinental floss. Work came to a halt. All you could hear from New York to Los Angeles was the soft rubbing of floss across gums and an occasional moan. America's enemies couldn't believe their good fortune. The plans were drawn up in an afternoon. It was called the 7-Minute War because it lasted only 7 minutes. The American people were enslaved, forced to floss the teeth of their conquering masters. But as the masters themselves became addicted to the pain pleasure, they became weak, distracted. The slaves rebelled, Yankee spunk prevailed, and the conquerors became the conquered. And that's how I find myself here. My American floss overlord treats me well. There's no question about that. I take great pride in my work. He calls me by my first name, and he gives me weekends off to floss myself. But still, I can't help but wondering, did they plan it all, these crafty Americans? Did they lure us here? Or did we simply walk into their trap?